In this bulletin, Malaysia's former Prime Minister Najib Razak to appeal against a 12-year sentence for corruption. Australia's Defence Force medics head to Victoria to help with the COVID-19 crisis. And in NRL, former teenage stars backing an early debut for Joseph Suaalii. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. Medics from the Australian Defence Force are being sent to Victoria to help with the COVID-19 crisis in aged care. Nurses are also being flown in to help fill the staff shortages caused by hundreds of health workers having to go into isolation after getting infected. Four of the latest six deaths in Victoria are linked to aged care. Australia has been commended by US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for its stance with China. Mr. Pompeo said Australia had stood up to China despite intense continued coercive pressure. Mr. Pompeo has met with Foreign Minister Maurice Payne and Defence Minister Linda Reynolds in Washington, D.C. for the annual Australia-United States ministerial consultations. Back home, and a new report released by Mission Australia highlights young people's experiences of homelessness. It's found one in six young people aged 15 to 19 who responded to its survey have experienced homelessness, lived in a refuge, or spent time couch surfing. Rabbi Mendel Castle is the chief executive of Jewish House, which runs a crisis and support service in Sydney. He says early intervention can change the course of these young people's lives.
We need to make sure that we can find appropriate housing, appropriate support so that these young people grow up into successful parts of society, which is what they deserve. We've seen kids of all ages. We've had people who had their babies while they've been staying with us. You know, kids that are really born into homelessness, if you like. It affects all ages. It affects all backgrounds.
Former Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak says he will appeal against a 12-year sentence after a court found him guilty on all seven counts in the first of five corruption trials. Najib was sentenced to 12 years in prison for abuse of power and 10 years jail for each of three counts of money laundering and three counts of criminal breach of trust. He will also be fined almost $69 million. Shortly after being sentenced, Najib spoke about the appeal process.
This is definitely not the end of the world because there's a process of appeal and we hope that we would be successful then. So the effort will continue, and to my supporters, I hope they will continue to believe in me, believe in our struggle, and continue to be positive and in high spirit.
Meanwhile, the World Health Organization has reiterated its warnings against complacency about new coronavirus transmissions in the Northern Hemisphere summer. WHO officials are avoiding describing a resurgence of COVID-19 cases as waves, suggesting the virus behaves in ways beyond human control. Speaking at a virtual briefing in Geneva, Margaret Harris urged vigilance in applying measures to slow transmission that's spreading via mass gatherings.
And people are still thinking about seasons. What we all need to get our heads around is this is a new virus and it's behaving, even though it's a respiratory virus, and even though respiratory viruses in the past did tend to do this, you know, different seasonal waves, this one is behaving differently. This one is one we have to be aware is learning about us as we're learning about it. There seems to be this persistent belief that summer's not a problem. Summer is a problem. This virus likes all weathers.
Global infections have surpassed 16.5 million as the global death toll rises to 655,000. In NRL, former teen stars Mitchell Moses and Nathan Cleary are supporting the idea of allowing Joseph Suaalii to make his debut before turning 18. The 16-year-old South Sydney junior has been turning heads, with Rugby Australia eyeing a deal to entice him to rugby union. The NRL is considering making an exemption to its age eligibility rules to keep Suaalii in rugby league. Moses is confident Suaalii has what it takes after watching him play at a cousin's rugby union game last year.
That kid's a freak, so I think he'd probably be ready to play, you know, pretty soon. So, you know, it's obviously going to have to take every scenario into different, but, you know, this kid's a bit different, to be honest. I think he'd be ready to play next year.
And now a look at today's weather. Partly cloudy in Perth, Adelaide, Melbourne and Canberra, possible showers in Hobart, and sunny in Brisbane, Cairns and Darwin. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.